at an Atel family computer. He walks in, clutching a paper bag, plastic bottle of holy water. Come forth now, it's time. Tap your head, child, you're being baptized at the desktop computer by your dad. Said I had demons, was in possession, himself, letting the devil in, full of regret. We never went to church, only on Christmas.
Song so good that all human logic would suggest it should stay turned all the way up and listened to all the way through. But sadly, that song is old news, and we're here to talk about a new one. This is we're listening to Greta O'Leary, a song called Baptized at the Desktop Computer. I love the song. I love lots of these songs, all of these songs. But Greta's got a new single out, and I don't know if you know anything about doing a really great radio show, but you don't play the single until the end of the interview. But you also don't just talk over dead silence. I've had to learn that one the hard way. Greta, kia ora.
Kia ora, Matthew.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Great. Well, here come the hard questions. I saw on the internet that you've been feeling sick and it seems you feel better. That's not a question.
I'm feeling fantastic now that my tour's over.
Great.
Yeah.
That's
just
so nice.
Just ended today. Yeah, got home.
Oh, good. There's something about tour that is a special way of getting sick, eh?
Yes.
And it's not even in Aotearoa. It's not even like we've all got friends who've been on American tours or tours around Europe and stuff. Like, sometimes a tour is like 2 to 4 shows, but somehow there's something about it that takes us out of ourselves and stretches us across the pavement.
Destroys the system from within.
Yeah.
Usually from the throat.
From the throat.
Core.
Yeah. It's cruel. It happens to me too, but jokes on my sickness, because I quit any dream of being a singer long ago. So anyway, that's really great. And so tell us about the shows you've just been doing. You did a special little South Island jaunt.
Yes, so it started actually in Wellington last weekend, played, and then went on to play in Lyttelton and Dunedin this weekend, just been with Neve Strang.
Cool.
And it was so good.
Yeah, yep. I love Neve Strang.
I learned about singing completely outside of my throat and only in my face.
Whoa.
Due to aforementioned
Did
ailments.
You get some advice about that?
No, I just sort of...
rearranged.
I rearranged, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just sort of pushed it all to the front, and it was successful, yeah.
I had that at Camperlow Hum 1 year where I think I must have drank a bottle of whiskey or something, so foolish and young, but I swung like a monkey from some things and then fell. I leapt off and I cracked my heels or something. Anyway, for the rest of the whole festival, I had to learn to run like a raptor, you know, like one of those dinosaurs that run on the front of their feet.
Yes.
Yeah. I got really good at it. So I know what you're talking about. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So you've got this new song, Year of the Dog, and along with it goes this wonderful video. Where should we start? tell us about the existence of this song. Why did you make it?
I made the song because it feels good.
Yeah.
And it's a... Yeah, it's significant, you know. It starts... the imagery starts in my, like, childhood paddocks, I guess. And it also references a sort of a coming-of-age times. So it's, like, it's very real... very personal song, but it's also just so fun.
Yeah. You were like, damn it, I'll tell the story of me, why not?
Yes.
Yeah.
In a way that perhaps no one will understand.
Great. Well, there's nothing more greater than feeling mysterious. And I won't ask you to explain yourself any further than that. We can get technical now. Recorded with...
Joel.
Mulholland.
Yes.
At the lab,
correct.
So good.
Yes.
Oh.
Yep, well, he's really great.
That will be part of what the technical side of it sounds so good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Playing with just... Was it just you and Joel?
Just me and Joel in the studio. Yeah, we didn't have the band this time because we were... we just had a few sessions. We were just playing around and... We thought, oh, you know, maybe we'll do it again. But yeah, we had it. So
yeah, so good.
We just had it. And
one of the things I love about your songwriting is that, now I'm trying to think of how to articulate it in a quick way and not sound like a psycho. But the fact that you baptize at the desktop computer sort of says it all to me. Most people wouldn't sing about a desktop computer unless it was fully dressed up in a metaphor, but you go there and you mention it, like, and your songs are quite emotional and they feel poignant, and I quite like that you're dragging this sort of modern object into a poignant stage and putting it on a platform and doing so with other topics and being playful with things that people might feel quite serious about, and also being quite serious about things that people might feel quite playful about. And I don't really have a question other than to say, is that a real thing or am I making it up?
That is a real thing. I very much am a literal person, and I think that comes through. It definitely comes through in the writing.
Yeah.
But it can also go a bit weird. Which I... I'm fine with.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe
I guess I'm very honest, you know, so it's a, I don't know, everyone has their own little parts that they're made up of, or
yeah,
that their songs come out of.
I think maybe it's just being a bit weird that I'm maybe celebrating here. It's like, you know, because some people really do try, and there's a long and well-trodden path of music that's played on guitars and sung, and songs that sound nice, and nice to distort that sometimes and veer off the path and run out into the paddocks, as you love to sing about.
Yeah, I love to dive deep, you know.
Yeah,
I love to write, and it's my universe. Yeah,
yeah, that's so cool. Mm. Harry, you were listening to the song today, and you had a couple of technical questions. I was afraid I was very rude, and I stopped Harry, but it was only because your question sounded so good that I wanted to get the real answer for.
I don't know. I just really like the guitars. The song, the little like jangly guitars. It kind of the part I was getting at before Matthew interrupted me was that they kind of remind me. They kind of remind me of that like West African like soukous genre. I don't know. Have you guys heard it? So was that intentional? Was that, I don't know.
No, I have not heard of that.
Oh, well, you're for a treat. You're for a treat, because really kind of like, I don't know, jammy, jangly, kind of happy, like. I don't know. There was reminiscent for me of that kind of like somewhat clean toned guitar, but like like a jingly jangly kind of thing. Whimsical, I guess, in a way, really upbeat. And I heard a parallel there. You know, that was a very welcome and cool parallel.
Mm.
Different, but the same. You know,
yeah.
Maybe West Africa and rural North Auckland is not so different after all.
Maybe. Perhaps. Maybe that's what we could draw from that.
When was the year of the dog?
The year of the dog that I'm referring to is 2018.
Right.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, were you born in the... You're definitely not born in 2018.
I'm sorry, I was not born the year of the dog.
Oh.
It's more of a... I was born the year of the dog, but first I died. So it was a new birth.
Oh.
It was a new birth, Matthew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
That's cool. I was born in the year of the rabbit. I didn't die and get reborn. I was just the rabbit.
You've got your own musical project. You can sing about that.
When's the year of the horse? Because that
now.
You talk about the year of the, oh, we're in the year of the horse.
We're in the year of the horse, and yeah, so.
That's where it comes from.
So yeah, year of the dog was a significant year.
Cool. And I won't ask, but I'm happy to hear the song. We're really grateful for the song.
Thank you.
Do you know something I learned just today was that on the 95BFM computer, it's got everything next to a song from when it was last played, the name of the song, name of the artist, the duration, when the song was first played, the category that it's in terms of, you know, whether it's a new song or an older song or whatever. But one thing I didn't know that was there is the word mood is there. There's a column for mood, and it runs from things like playful or joyful, miserable, and then
energetic.
I was pleased for you, Greta, that Year of the Dog has happy next to it.
Wow.
Is that valid? Have they correctly labelled your song? Do you feel happy about the song?
I feel happy about the song.
Mm.
Yes.
I feel happy when I listen to it.
It's very full of joy.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah.
Joyful.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. And I asked you off here about your next Auckland show, and once again, Harry and I have been talking about all sorts of things off air that we can't talk about on air yet, but you're just going to give me a knowing nod and say that eventually there'll be some Auckland shows that people can go to, but...
Correct.
Not quite yet.
Correct. Woo-hoo! In August.
Yeah, in August. Oh.
Sorry.
You heard it here first.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. This song is number one. Congratulations, number one on the 95BFM Top 10. It's
thank you.
Well deserved. And
thank you so much. It's great.
Yeah. Nice. Anything else you want to tell us about the song before we crank it up and
we love it? We made the video in Australia.
Did you?
Yes. Oh. We drove around rural Victoria, about 4 or 5 hours out of Melbourne, looking for the exact right paddock that looked a bit like...
Huh.
The one from my childhood.
Which is presumably gone or correct. Private.
Correct. Oh. And a little bit of both.
Yeah.
And, found an incredible place, and we were going to jump the fence just as the farmer arrived. Yeah, so he chatted to him in my full get-up, bonnet included, and false eyelashes, and he was really on board. Yeah, so he opened it all up for us, and we went hooning around the most incredible property. Yeah, one of the most incredible properties I've ever been on. It's been in his family for 7 generations.
Wow.
So a lot of the video is almost all of it is shot on that property in Victoria.
Yeah, you got to check out this video. It's got such a nice kind of feel to it. It feels like an old sort of 1970s film or something. Is it shot on film or does it just look like it?
No, it's not.
Who cares anymore? You can make anything look like anything.
I've learned a lot about video editing.
So did you make the video?
Adam Rowe, he was the DOP, and then we directed it together and I did the editing. And
nice.
I loved.
And you've been getting some outraged messages on social media because at one point your jacket is undone.
Oh yes.
And presumably people are sickened.
They're sickened, yeah. Or very interested. Yeah. It goes either way.
Does it?
Both are bad. Yeah.
Well, I think the costumes are fantastic as well. Did you make some of them or are they sourced?
No, they're all sourced by me.
Yeah, they're cool. Yeah. Such good. Yeah, it's a great video, I've got to say.
Thank you.
I agree. Yeah. I've seen it too.
Yeah. Harry privately told me he was absolutely sickened by it, but he did. But,
no, slander.
That is a common response, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please don't DM me if you are. Though.
Is that what fully sick means? No. Sorry. I don't know. Young people speak. Fully sick.
Oh, you're slandering me. Enough on this topic.
I was just joking because, you know, you say something's fully sick and you talk like that.
That's not correct.
Fully sick. Oh. The video was fully sick.
Tell you who's not fully sick. Greta O'Leary. Well,
she's better
healed.
Now.
Better and with us here.
No longer face singing.
I feel sorry for you. Thank you for coming up here, though.
Thank you.
No, just because we're Fools. But what a beautiful song you've written. And it's, according to the BFM science, it is a happy song, full of joy, but
best
I'm
of the
willing
week.
To bet that there's a whole lot of more emotions buried beneath it. But you choose for yourself, choose your own adventure. This is Year of the Dog, the number one song on 95 BFM's Top 10. Thank you, Greta, for coming up.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Grab hold again, girl.